There is a man standing outside my flat wearing khaki greens and a huge Free Palestine badge.
Are you the freeholder?
He asks, and I turn to see if he's talking to someone else, but there is no one behind me. It buys me a second to remind myself which side of the Israel-Palestine conflict I am on.
I think so, yes,
I say, and then with more confidence, because now I'm sure. Yes, I'm definitely the freeholder. He scratches his neck, which is grey with dirt. His ears have the same ashy hue.
You need to get the Bodleia removed. It's a hazard.
Oh, right, I say, looking up to where he is pointing, to a plaster pillar on the front of the building, topped by an ornamental detail. I've never noticed it before, but now I'm embarrassed to see that the paintwork is cracked and filthy. If anyone had asked me to name it, if £1 million had been resting on it, I would have guessed it was called a balustrade. Does it not serve a structural purpose? I say. He stares at me, tugging on his beard, which tapers into a slender plait.
It's a weed. It's not supposed to be there, he says, and now I understand.
There is a plant sprouting from the top of the thing, a spray of purple flowers. It's quite pretty.
And, sorry, who are you?
I ask, wondering if he's from the council, a neighbour, or an interfering passerby.
Colin Mason, MBE,
he says, and offers a dusty hand. I hesitate for a fraction of a second before good manners kick in, and I take it.
Claire,
I say.
Shall I deal with it, then?
He asks, nodding up at the Bodleia.
I'll do a bit of a paint job while I'm up there, too.
I'm going to have to talk to my boyfriend about it first, because we share the freehold. How can I reach you?
I'll be around, he says. You'll see me about.
I go inside to wash my hand and call Luke. A woman answers, his colleague Fiona.
He's scrubbing up for surgery, she says. Can I get him to call you back?
Would you mind just holding the phone to him so I can have a quick word? 2 seconds, I promise. There's a fumbling noise and then Luke's voice.
What's up?
There's a problem with our flat. A Bodleia needs removing?
A what?
I sigh.
It's a weed. A purple flowering weed.
The guy outside said it needs to go.
What guy?
Colin Mason.
Who's that?
He has an MBE. He was pretty adamant.
So, what do you want to do? Do you need to call someone? Can I leave it with you?
Claire, he says, I've got to go.
Yes, leave it with me.
What do you want to do for dinner?
He won't be home for dinner, Fiona says. He's going to be working late.
Oh, I say. I think I'll sit tight on the Bodleia thing for a while, see if it develops. Tube. Three women opposite talk about the weather as if it's a friend they don't much like.
And that's another thing, says one, leaning in. My no tights till October rule has gone straight out the window.
Her companions bob their heads, uncross and recross their nylon-clad legs. The other. My mother phones me on her lunch break. I can hear she's in a cafe.
Where are you?
She asks, as though she's picking up a baffling background cacophony instead of the silence in my kitchen.
At home? I see. How's the you-know-what going?
She means job hunt. Calling it the you-know-what is, incredibly, less annoying than the question itself.
Yep, fine, just trying to crack on. Listen, before you go, what do you make of this? I had an awful dream last night that I saw Diane, the, Diane from work. It was definitely Diane, but in the dream I thought she was someone else, a stranger.
Until now I have only heard my mother describe her as Diane the Black Lady on reception. I have a feeling there is more to come.
Funnily enough,
this is said as though it's just occurred to her,
I did see a woman who I thought was Diane yesterday in town and went to say hello but then realised it wasn't her.
She laughs.
Claire, what do you think? Do you think she would have been offended?
Who? I say, because I can't resist. Diane or the person you thought was Diane?
The other lady, not Diane. Do you think she would have known that I confused her with someone else, with another woman of colour?
I help her out.
Oh,
my mother says.
I don't think that's very PC. I don't think you can say coloured nowadays.
Tube. A few seats down the carriage, there's an old man knitting. bald and cosy in a big white woolen cardigan. I smile at him and raise my eyebrows. And when I do, I see the earrings, purple, dangly ones, and realize it isn't an old man at all, but a woman, not so old, my mother's age maybe, who has lost all her hair. She grins at me, the needles clicking away, and I keep my eyebrows up, smiling hard at my hands, which lie still in my lap.